This is session 6 of our pre-marriage counseling, the practice of marriage. This is our 11th overall session, and we have 2 more left after this, session 7 and 8, and we will complete our pre-marriage counseling. I've entitled this section of the practice of marriage, Hot Pursuit. Now, what I want to talk about in this section is primarily to the guys, not to say that women... that wives don't need this as well. But one of the things that I have noticed over the years in marriage and post-marriage counseling is the lack of attention that men give to their wives after they're married, as it relates to the type of attention they were giving them prior to their marriage. Because the guy was in pursuit. He was pursuing a wife and a mate. And a lot of times when men accomplish their goal, they seem to set back and take it easy and rest, and they don't continue with the same fervor or intensity or imagination or investment that they did prior to the marriage. And so, guys, your wife constantly needs her heart pursued. She constantly needs you coming after her. Some of you that may be listening to this, you may understand concepts of hunting and fishing, and part of what the attraction is, from what I understand, in hunting and fishing, it is the pursuit of the animal, and each time there is there is this underlying drive from the pursuit, from the desire to try to outsmart this animal, whether it be a deer or a turkey or a fish or whatever it might be. And you're understanding all the nuances of that particular animal, when a deer's in the rut, what types of food he eats, fish, you know, what type of fish are at what levels in the water based on barometric pressure and water temperature, and what kind of bait is necessary. You know, if they're on bottom, then a bottom bait such as a worm, or if they tend to swim closer to the surface of the water, then more of a top water lure, or with turkeys, a certain call to bring in a turkey, and all the nuances it takes to lure a turkey in close enough to kill it. And so men have within them this innate drive to pursue and to accomplish. And that could even be as a video game. You see guys spend hours on hours on hours trying to learn how to conquer a game, because there's great satisfaction in the pursuit. Well, guys, you need to bring that same mentality over into your marriage relationship. You need to constantly study your wife and pursue your wife. One of the great movies that's come out about marriage called Fireproof, and I recommend that couples definitely watch this, is Kirk Cameron's character learns that he had not been pursuing his wife, and so his dad gives him this journal and says, look, do these tasks and do them irregardless of how your wife responds to this. And so what he's doing, he's basically giving him 50 activities of pursuit, 50 steps, 50 ways to pursue his wife's heart. And you and I need to do we need to be about the same business. We need to be about pursuing and attacking and coming after and subduing our wife's heart. And if we don't, then we run the risk of losing their heart, of their heart straying away from us, of there being distance between her heart and our heart. And eventually what that can lead to, as we've been talking about, this will allow the foxes into our vineyards. And eventually, before we know it, our vineyard is at best been badly damaged and At worst, it's been destroyed. And so I'm going to put in the show notes some resources that I think will definitely help you guys to pursue your wife's heart, okay? And pursuing your wife's heart is not convincing your wife to do everything that you do, whatever that might be. If she goes and she does activities that you like to do, then that's great. That's fine. I have nothing wrong with that. But also, your wife has desires. And do you know the desires of her heart? Do you know what she wants to accomplish? Do you know what she wants to do? I don't like chick flicks, but I watch a lot of them. I watch a lot of Hallmark Channel, not because I love the Hallmark Channel, but because I love my wife. I go to stores and events and plays and all kinds of activities that she loves. I'm not a big fan of Disney World, but I've been there 5 times because my wife absolutely loves Disney World. And so there again, you and I must find what what their hearts desire, and we must pursue their heart. And if we can do that, then we will build a bond and a depth with our spouse that will be far beyond anything that we could ever think or dare to imagine. And so guys, think about what you're pursuing right now. Think about what you're going after, what you're learning about, what you're studying about, whether it's, you know, weightlifting, hunting, fishing, computers, gaming, whatever that might be, whatever that intent, that very hyper focused attention that you're on right now, whatever that is, I want you to pull back from it and ask yourself, am I giving my spouse that same type of attention? Do I have the same type of focus for her that I do for whatever it is? Am I pursuing her to the degree and to the level that I am pursuing fill in the blank, whatever that was that you just thought about a moment ago that you are hyper fixated on right now? And then bring those same principles, bring that same intensity, bring that same imagination, bring that into your relationship and begin to pursue your wife along those lines. And I promise you, you will not regret doing that. So guys, remember, be in hot pursuit. And wives, for you very quickly, be grateful in your husband's pursuit. It may be ugly at times. He may stumble along the way at times. He may fall short in his attempts at times, but affirm what he does, thank him for what he does, and if you'll do that, and you'll support him in his attempts, then what you will find is you will find that he will come after you continuously and in greater ways, and over time he will age like a fine wine and he will get better with time. As long as you will affirm, thank, and support.